With Montana News, I'm Aaron Bolton. Pollution from British Columbia coal mining operations is making its way into Montana and Idaho's Kootenai River. A recent U.S. Environmental Protection Agency study found high levels of selenium in mountain whitefish eggs, and that could be impacting reproduction. EPA hydrologist Jason Gilvey worked on the study examining mining's downstream impact on the Kootenai River. The results were released Monday.
The selenium was mostly rather low in a variety of fish, but in a few fish, and mostly in mountain whitefish, there were high selenium levels found in the eggs we collected.
It's been known for some time that British Columbia coal operations along the Elk River are elevating selenium concentrations in the transboundary Lake Coconusa, but little study has been done downstream in the Kootenai River. EPA's study collected over 140 fish samples and sampled water levels 4 times since the fall of 2018. Concentrations of selenium in the river never exceeded EPA recommendations for fish health during that time, and the levels found in whitefish eggs don't pose a risk to human health. However, Gilvey says the concentrations could impact the species' reproduction.
It's really impacting the fish at the kind of the egg and fry stage, rather than fish at kind of the adult stage.
Contaminated fish eggs sometimes fail to hatch, and selenium has been known to cause deformities in fry after they feed on their yolk sac. Unrelated to mining activity, mercury levels in a number of fish sampled in the study were found to exceed EPA's recommendation for human consumption, and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will issue a consumption advisory for the area. FWP says levels are relatively low and are common statewide. The agency says it will continue to work with state, tribal, and Canadian partners to address selenium levels in Lake Coconusa. Both FWP and EPA hope to fund more selenium research on the Kootenai River. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.